Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts on Recovery, broadcasting to you today from the 10th floor of the We Believe Tower in Midtown Atlanta, overlooking the majestic Buckhead skyline, where the days are getting shorter. Evening comes much earlier, and it is cold. As I walked outside just a couple of hours ago, there was ice in Atlanta, Georgia, and it's not even Thanksgiving yet. We were being told as early as a year ago that global warming was going to overwhelm us. Now, because the evidence contradicts that so thoroughly, they've renamed it climate change. Well, I guess they're right about the climate change, because it is much colder. This is reminiscent of where I grew up, in Boston, Massachusetts, where the day after Labor Day, which was the first day when I went back to school, I would wait out for the bus, and the summer had suddenly turned to a brisk autumn, and it was cold. And I remember thinking as a little boy, how does it know that it should start getting cold on the first day of school? Back then, the prevailing opinion was that we were in for a new ice age. No ice age coming, no global warming coming, no control of our world by man. That's the theme. We exist at the pleasure of Almighty God, and for those whose perspective is to turn it around and make themselves the center of the universe and it's not only not true, it's extraordinarily arrogant. At the same time, as I'm beginning this program, I just want to say how grateful I am to Almighty God for hearing our prayers in America, for not allowing the progressives to win this last election with the party that has the unmitigated gall to boo Almighty God from their national convention. What a disgrace. What a horrible example for the rest of the world that the United States would have one of its two major political parties do something so despicable, so dishonoring, so ridiculous, and so at odds with the great tradition that we have had since the landing of the Puritans in Boston Harbor in 1629 to found a city on a hill, to be a light and a beacon for the rest of the world to emulate. From those humble beginnings, through revolution, civil war, world wars, and a heap of other things, Great Depression, Obama, we have become the greatest nation in the history of the world, And that, my friends, is not going to change just because of the progressives who have a desire to bring this nation down. God, in his wisdom and in his mercy, has seen fit to hear our prayers and to uncover the darkness, exposing them to the light of day, so that the plans of these nefarious miscreants have gone astray. And our president, who in his first term was President Teflon, nothing stuck to him. Now he's President Flypaper. Everything does. And with that as my introduction, I'm going to introduce Stacy. You're with us today, aren't you? Are you there, Stacy? Evidently, she's not. I certainly thought that I had her. Let me see. Stacy, are you there? Hello? Okay. We're going to just go ahead and... move on. Let me just say this. When you take responsibility for your actions, something terrible happens. You give up the possibility of blaming someone else for your actions. Isn't that awful? Stacy, are you there?
Yeah, I was there before. You just couldn't hear me. I heard
okay.
You.
Okay. Well, you know, I was just if I knew how to be a really good radio host, I might be dangerous. But you know, we are doing Blog Talk Radio, and that has some limitations. Now, the positive part of it is that we can reach anybody in the world. And it's free. I like that.
That's
free
a positive.
Free is a good thing.
Yes.
But the downside of it is that I don't have a producer who is doing this stuff. I have to wear all of the hats. Which
and you do a magnificent job.
Well, thanks so much. Now, back into last week, what we were talking about doing the programs, the search for significance. Now, Robert can't be with us today. I'm in hopes that, that he'll be back with us next week so that we can talk to them about our codependency program, where we've got several programs to help for people with that. Because, you know, for every drunk, there are two or three people that make it easy for them to do it. For every drug addict, it's the same thing. For everybody's got a problem, eating disorders. I mean, all of it. They don't do this in a vacuum. They bring other people with them, and you know, it ends up where the people who are the ones that enable them to do these things end up having some pretty significant emotional problems themselves, and it disconnects them from their true purpose in life, and it makes it hard for them to relate to God in reality, because everything in the world is skewed to them. And we're going to talk about that at length, but I want to get back to the search for significance. And there were a few things that Robert had mentioned that really jumped out at me, and one of them was that this is a 25-year-old program, and that there have been 3 million people who have done this, or more, 3 million that we can count. And the reason is that it works. and it changes lives. And there are no books that are out there that have never been promoted that do this well. Now, okay. You know, I made mention last week, and I'm going to just use that same example. On Fox News, they have Charles Krauthammer, and he wrote a book that was a compilation of a great deal of his wisdom, and he is very wise. And they promoted it on the Fox News channel for months, and it finally sold a million. And that's Fox News. There are 10 million people minimum that look at that station every day. We've never had an ad for the Search for Significance. We've never had paid radios. We've never had billboards. We've never had television promotions for it. And yet there are 3 million. And the reason is word of mouth. In the same way that, you know, they'll put all of these great ads for some movie, and you go see it, and you say, oh, this was terrible. And a week later, nobody's going because word of mouth that it isn't any good gets out. If a movie, on the other hand, is very good, then you don't need to promote it a whole lot because word of mouth will get people to go see it. And it's really the same kind of principle for the Search for Significance, with the exception that this is something of significance. I guess that's why we call it the Search for Significance, whereas, you know, the rest is really doesn't mean much. Now, tell everybody what it is and what people say to you about the Search for Significance after they have led a small group study.
Well, I can use as an example a friend in Illinois whose daughter was going through the Rafa treatment, one of the Rafa treatment centers for drug addiction. And the woman was sitting in the waiting room, and she saw this bookshelf and saw all of Dr. McGee's books up there. And the counselor told her to take anything she wanted. So she took Search for Significance, and she has taught hundreds of support groups. And she told me that she learns something new every day, every time, and how it has enhanced her life. I have stories that I could go for hours about people's lives who were changed. One girl was a drug addict and got arrested, and not, you know, to cut the story short, she ended up homeless, and the only possession that she had was a tattered copy of The Search for Significance. And today, she has gotten her life turned around and manages a small restaurant in Texas. I followed her since 2004 when I started with Dr. McGee. These are just examples of things that I hear every day. And I can say from firsthand experience two things that I learned from it. Number one, I learned that God really loves me. And this is, you know, the general consensus of what people tell me. But the other thing that to me is more astounding is you can have head knowledge, but until you have that personal relationship with Jesus, it just isn't there. That's what Search for Significance gave me and has given many others.
You know, there's an expression that people have. It says people change, but they don't change much. And by and large, that is true. But it doesn't have to be.
No.
People can change all the way down to close to the molecular level by understanding who they are and exactly how much God loves them. Now, you know, I remember, you know, the first time anybody ever told me that God loved me. And I was 19 years old. I'd never heard it before in my entire life. And I remember my initial question to the guy he was with Campus Crusade for Christ, and it was at my fraternity, and I said, "Why would you love me?" And I startled the guy, because he didn't expect that as an answer, and he said, "Hasn't anybody ever told you that God loved you before?" I said, "No, and I can't imagine that he would, and frankly, I don't believe that he does." And so he said, "Well, if I showed you in the scriptures where that was true, would you believe it?" And I thought for a second, I said, "Yeah." And of course, then he did. And I was startled from my background, you know, growing up in pre-Vatican II Catholicism in Boston. I mean, they never talked about God's love. I mean, it was all, you do this, you do that, and don't do this, and don't do that. And, you know, the don'ts far outweighed the do's. And, and especially when you're a teenager, you know, and you've got those hormones racing and everything, it got to the point where not just me, but all of my peers, you know, we abandoned it, abandoned trying. Because you couldn't do it, and yet, you know, when you do understand not only that God loves you, but that you can know Him and His truth, which is not your sensory perception of what you think is true, but what He says is true through His revealed truth, which is the Word of God, that puts you in proper alignment. And I like to think of it kind of like the old 3D movies, when you would go to them and you would sit there and everything was out of focus until you put those glasses on. And then everything not just only came into focus, but there was a dimensionality to it. And, you know, so that was just very much different. Now, tell people about the program a little bit and what they do and how it works and how long it is.
Okay. Jack, I'd like to interject something before I go into that. Presented one stance. I, on the other hand, went to church my whole life. And I thought, well, they say God loves me, but if He does, why do I live in this awful house? And it took me years and years and years to get it through my head that He really does love me. And, you know, the whole thing about fallen man and being on earth, and that God doesn't mean for any of this to happen. But man in his fallen nature does sin. And other people pay the price for that. It took me a long time. I had it in my head for it to travel those 18 inches down to my heart. I just couldn't fathom it. From the abuse that went on in church, which was so contrary to God's word. I just didn't think it was real. Or it may have been real for somebody else, but it wasn't real for me.
No, I get it. I mean, trust me, I understand that one in space.
Yes.
Okay,
and we have the best program in the world for that. It is a 12-week program, and there is
12
a workbook.
Weeks, so that's like a quarter for for a church.
Yeah.
Or for a small
group. Colleges even use it, yeah.
Oh, that's
and
interesting.
There is, we have Liberty University uses it in Lynchburg. But it is a 12-week course, and it with other time-sensitive programs. And Dr. McGee writes so beautifully. And it, in the back of the book is a leader's guide. I'm sorry, the workbook. So you're constantly writing and assessing and studying scripture and interacting with God. And the more you write, and the closer that you draw to Him, the Holy Spirit just shows all kinds of things. And He's there to help us through this program, to help us through the healing process. We have a leader's guide that helps the leader provide group activities and just give general guidelines on how to run a group, because many people just do this by themselves. And they'll buy the leader's guide just to get for their own knowledge. And then they become so excited that they start a group. And it just multiplies, it replicates over and over and over. And we also have a DVD of Dr. McGee actually teaching a class.
And so by the way, people can take a look at the DVD that he did, quite a few years ago when he was much younger. But it's still great quality, and it's on our website at www.mcgeeandme.net. mcgeeandme.net. And, it's quite good, thought-provoking, and it's powerful material.
It is my understanding that that video was done at Ed Young's church in Texas, and Dr. McGee was teaching a large number of people search for significance. I may have the figure wrong, but I'm remembering hundreds were in that class, maybe more. But it is a profound DVD. That's why we have it back on the website, because it's old. And I had so many requests for it. It goes into great detail, and it makes one want to establish that relationship with God. Many people don't have anybody in their lives that loves them. And to know that somebody like God, who spoke this world into existence, He loves them and wants to have a relationship with them, it's mind-boggling. And the more one goes through it, sometimes I've gone through it 3 or 4 times, and I learn something new every time, and that's what other people tell me. Like the girl in Illinois has taught hundreds of classes. She's trained leaders to teach classes. And every time she teaches one, she taught one about 9 months ago, every time there's something new that God reveals to her. And it's because it's living word. And if we had all of the information that we need to get healed hit us at once, we couldn't stand it. And God, in His infinite wisdom and mercy, gives us little chunks as we can handle it.
Yeah, here's the deal. We live in a nation that's full of Christians. Most of them live very defeated lives. Statistically, they're no different than non-believers.
Right.
In how depressed they are, feelings of low self-esteem, shame, all the rest of it. And it's because they don't understand who they are.
Yes.
And their relationship and the strength of this relationship and the power of this relationship. Now, once that happens, that transformation is measurable, and the shame and guilt go, because that's what Christianity does. Christ did pay the price for that, and He doesn't want people to live with the shame and the guilt and the fear.
No.
But they do. And the search for significance and the rest of the materials that we have on our website, mcgeeandme.net, help people transform their lives by putting on the glasses in the 3D movie so that they can see things clearly and with dimension, rather than it being blurry and almost impossible to figure out what in the world is going on. So with all of this, it's very important for people to, you know, kind of get it. And, you know, we tell people, you know, this message a lot. And it's because it's important. It isn't just because we want to sell books, but don't get us wrong. We definitely want to sell some books. But we also see what happens with people's lives.
Yes.
And when people get it, good things happen to them. Now,
and they want to share, you know, it with others.
Yeah. And, you know, this isn't any name it, claim it bull.
No.
This is real. And, you know, this has to do not with gaining material possessions. This has to do with character qualities that produce love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and self-control in people. And when they have these things, they grow up. You got to grow old in America, but you don't have to grow up. You can remain a child forever. We made it easy for people to not be responsible. But in God's kingdom, you got to take charge. And that's kind of the thing that we began with. Now, tell everybody the website again and how to get in touch with you in case they want to call.
Certainly. The website is www.mcgeeandme.net. And that's all lowercase letters, mcgeeandme.net. And our phone number is 800-46073. And I'd love to assist you.
And, you know, we continue with these messages. We continue telling people, you know, how they can make their lives better. And, you know, nearly everything out there whine and moan and carp and bitch about stuff till the cows come home, and they have no answers.
And they want a quick fix. They want a quick fix.
And they want a quick fix. And you know what? We're saying right here, if you do the work, the answers are easy. Doing the work, but when you do it, you don't have to keep doing it over and over and over again. You can put the things that that have been debilitating behind you, and they can be healed, and you can be a better person.
Yes.
Measurably better.
Yes.
It'll improve your relationship with everybody. Any rate, you know, this is the message for this evening, and, you know, as always, we're just really glad to have you listen and want to thank you for that. We're grateful to God for His mercy on our nation. Say thank you, bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Good night.
Good night, guys.